What could you have done differently?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out, man.
You get tackled by
a few defenders, you know, and it's football. They're taught to go after the ball and attack it. And it's just staying alert, being conscious of that, and trying to get two hands on it. You know, that's really all you can do. So when I go back and watch the play, and the ball is out again, you know, week two, it's just kind of sucks. But it's football, man. And I can't get down about it. I can't harp about it. That's why you have preseason. And I'm just growing and just going to keep on working, keep on pushing.
Did you sense, and I don't know, I mean, it's probably not a question for you, but I don't know, did you sense that you didn't play again because of it, or that your night was pretty much that's what it was going to end anyway? You know, because it was, you know, the preseason, you never really
knew. It was what it was. We had a first half of football to play, you know, and that was the time that we got. But either way, that really wasn't my call. You know, I didn't know how much longer I'd be in there or not, but I had a nice little workload early on. And I think the coaches saw what they wanted to see. And for me, I just came on out when they told me to come out. But like I said, we're moving on, you know, this week to Carolina. And wasn't too much said about it. Just get back to work, learn from your mistakes just like everybody else, and keep it pushing.
Do you ever get to yourself, I mean, you've been so honest and frank and open about this every time we've asked you about it.
Yep.
Do you ever say to yourself after the ball comes out, it's not just what I'm going to get on the sidelines, it's going to be the 9,000 questions I get before I have to try and go through my mindset and everything else?
It's part of y'all's job, man. I know it's coming, and y'all have to write articles and do what y'all do, but it's part of it. Like I say, you take the good with the bad every time. And like I say, I'm just thankful it's preseason. I'm thankful that, you know, like we said, it was a close call and the ball was out, but, you know, could have been down, could not have been down. But guess what? If it's in my hands, we don't have to answer that question. But either way, I'm a man enough. I'm going to stand up here and do what I do. And like I say, it's another Monday that I'm out here and I'm in pads and I'm back to work today. So I just got to learn from it and keep it moving, man, and not sulk on it. So I'm going to try not to have this issue and this be the topic the whole year this year, because I think I can do a few other things that y'all can write about and, you know, hopefully have some good things to say. But either way, I got to own up to it, and that's what it was. So I just keep pushing every day, man. I'm thankful for it.